You are listening to a Geekcast Radio podcast.
Myself, but be careful reading your Facebook feed because it's a news article that showed up.
Well, I saw it, and all I saw was Benicio del Toro's picture, and then that was it.
Oh, there was text that blew it.
Oh, I didn't. Okay, simple. I'm going to staff a social media until I see the movie tomorrow. It's easy.
Joe, just do what I do. Don't read.
Oh, well, man. That
gets everyone into a lot of trouble when you don't read.
I don't have to read. That's my thing.
Some people if you don't out, read, don't how read. Is it that you know you're not allowed to use your hair dryer in the bathtub?
It's simple. My hair's thinning out. I don't need to. I try not to impart any additional trauma.
Trial and error.
The only trauma I see is your face, Sean.
You don't see my face. Wait, do you? I can't remember what my picture is.
Ooh, man.
I'm assuming your face is just a giant steaming pile of crap that looks like a Superman symbol.
Danner, you're looking in the mirror again. Looks like a Superman symbol. Like it's a crap that's been maliciously formed into a super ass. Very nice.
So besides Grand Theft Auto, what are we discussing?
No, we talked Destiny last week.
There's a very little bit of Last of Us Remastered that we have a chance to play.
Last of Us, Grand Theft Auto,
Knack.
I've got reader feedback.
I played Minecraft on 360.
I meant to play Wolfenstein, but then I decided to play Infamous instead.
Why?
I jumped on so I could listen to you talk to Allie in the background and see your dude just standing on a...
The problem is, I don't know if you saw the feed, because I know how, like, when you stream it on the PlayStation, you can, and you say, like, I want to see the credits, the comments, you know, blocks the screen off. For some reason, Twitch is not, the Twitch integration doesn't work all the time, so it won't, comments from people won't display.
Okay.
So, like... If you were like talking to me, like I could see that someone was watching and I assumed it was you. But if you were talking to me, I couldn't see any of it because it says I didn't send
anything because I knew you couldn't see it anyways if I did. Yeah, and plus, actually, your feed wasn't even the text feed. Chat feed wasn't even loading on the website.
Well, maybe that's part. Maybe that's a Twitch problem then.
Dun, dun, dun.
But I know it's hit or miss. By the way, I also found out a way when Grand Theft Auto 5 comes out that we can live stream all of us playing Grand Theft Auto and get us all into like the Twitch channel as far as audio goes.
I hope. God.
So we have that.
Okay, wait. Did they officially say that my game save from this version goes over to that version?
Your online one does.
Your single player stuff you're screwed out of. Too bad for that. But your multiplayer stuff is all saved online. It's
that
not
game
saved
better be anymore. Cheap.
It's not going.
It's going to be a full $60 release.
F that.
What you can hope though is that GameStop pulls what they did with The Last of Us, and maybe they do like a 50% off. Like you trade in GTA 5 on PS3 and you get.
Because there was absolutely no way I was going to buy Last of Us on PS4 until that deal popped up.
Well, let's get this show started, shall we? Hello and welcome to Off the What?
Are you recording or am I recording?
I'm recording. I've been recording.
I've been
recording too.
Oh, you can stop yours. I used I set it up on Allie's computer, so
fine.
Yeah, so take that.
Eat your face.
Shut your Very mouth.
Nice. I was talking to Sean, not to you.
Shut your whore mouth, Danner.
You know what?
Hashtag.
I'm tired and I don't feel good, and I will not suffer any of your shit tonight, Sean.
So let's get this over with.
Tonight, like you do every other night?
Actually, no. I usually do I'm the one who's shitting at
you.
Do
we not want to get this over with?
Let's go. We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome to Off the Cuff, episode 53. I am your host, Michael Powers. I'm joined by, as you've heard, Art Danner. And Joe Reed.
Hello.
And Shaunzy Brown.
Woo. Boo.
As you've heard in the pre-roll, we are going to be discussing a little GTA 5, a little Last of Us Remastered, some Knack. I think that's about it.
We're going to talk about plasma donations.
Yeah, we can talk about that. But first, in fashion, reader feedback, listener feedback, reader feedback. You read our podcast. It's been transcribed somewhere.
I know some transcriptionists who will do this for a fee.
That's what they're called, transcriptionists?
Yes. My wife does that for
they're not called transcribers?
Nope.
That's dumb. I don't like that name. I am dumb. That's why I'm allowed to call other things dumb. It's like me being fat. I know what else is fat. Me being stupid, I can point out other dumb things.
Okay.
Well,
Eric Hutchins says, impressive collection you got there. Just seeing the Virtual Boy brings back many headaches I suffered through trying to play that. That's one thing about Nintendo. When they fail big.
And frequently.
And Connor Murphy followed it up with, I remember trying to play the Virtual Boy at Toys R Us one time, and it was looking into the darkest parts of my soul. I think I've only tried to play the Virtual Boy like twice, and it was at a Toys R Us.
I've never gotten the headaches. I'm very glad.
I've never tried to play it in a casual setting.
I need to. Both of mine have decided to take a crap at the same time. The right eye goes staticky and starts to track up. From what I hear, it's an easy fix. I just don't know anybody who can do it. It's similar to wrap it in a towel, put it in the oven. But
so it's the 360 fix.
Yes, it's a 360 fix, but a little more technical than that. You got to take it apart first.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
And then you get a bake of cookies.
And then Danner, of course, followed it up with, oh, so it's like playing the newest Thief game.
I'm sorry. I have a lot of hate for that new Thief game. It makes me not want to play games anymore.
I played the original Thief and felt much better. Yeah. It almost washed the taste of Thief. What do they call it? Out of my mouth, anyway.
Bile?
Taste of poop. Semen.
It's like semen and bile.
Okay, so obviously last week, Shaunzy went on a tirade against other Geekcast Radio podcasts.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Who's joining us? Is that Xander? Did he unmute himself?
Maybe.
anyways, so last week, Shaunzy went on a one-man war against other podcasts on Geekcast Radio.
It was just Altered Geek. Don't make it sound like it was a giant war.
I think I made a pull bag crack in there too. I think I can't remember.
Anyways, the next three comments have to do with those remarks that were made.
Before you bash other podcasts, please go listen to my interview with Bobby Kernow and Mike Blanchard, and I did that TFG1 Mike. So go check that pull bag out. I like that. One
is that because you were on there?
I was on that one. Yeah.
Okay. So Connor Murphy says, so is there beef now between the Geekcast Radio Network podcast with Off the Cuff firing the first shots at Altered Geek?
We're going to make a beef.
In the 90s, we had East versus West rappers, and now we have the war of GCRN. My only question is, how do you do gang symbols on a podcast?
Dude, there I'm has totally to be a Biggie, way. And I'm going to get shot.
The drama is thick, and I'm loving it. How would you do
the only the I think sign? The only way for us to do gang symbols is to send them in picto chat on our DSs.
Like, how would you even do, like, what would the off the cuff gang sign even be?
It would be a sound effect, dude. Yeah, you flash up the sound effect. We need a soundboard. Sean to go ooh.
No, I think at this sign. Point no, it would be
it's
the,
all of us using our 360 controllers to make, you know, when people hold them up to their face to make a mask.
No I yes. think it would be the I think it's the Game Boy turning on. Ding!
If you give me like 3 minutes, I can have that sound.
Yeah, I don't have 3 minutes for you.
I don't have 3 minutes either.
Ryan Hannity says, I've never heard of a podcaster beef battle before, but that's pretty funny. We had epic rap battles of history, now podcast battles. That evolution makes sense to me. Of course, I would like to point out that he put, we had epic rape battles. So, sir, if, if you meant rape,
Joe, speaking of that, then yes.
And then Justin Washington said, there would be an Anchorman like brawl with all the different podcasts. The question is, who is Brick? You need Triton for it to work.
Stab a man in the heart.
Who would be Brick? I think Joe would be Brick.
I don't understand the reference, Shonzi's so Brick. I'll agree with you.
Shonzi's Brick?
Isn't Brick the dumb one? No.
Oh, well, I guess if we're going to go with the mentally deficient one, I guess it would. Yeah, I think I honestly do kind of think that Sean would be the sportscaster. Yeah.
I can't get loud enough to be Will Ferrell's character.
Oh, Anchorman, never saw it.
Maybe we'd like throw a wrench into it, and you would be that what's his name, Ben Stiller, as the Mexican guy from the Latin Channel.
Let's pick one of the whitest guys here to be the Mexican guy.
Tenor number 12.
Well, he does wear the Hawaiian shirts, and that's where most Mexicans are from, right? Hawaii.
Brian Jackson bit hard into the Wolfenstein apple that Shonzi brought to the discussion last week. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of the new Wolfenstein. I agree there is something about killing Nazis that just feels right.
Right?
The world
you don't
is a
feel
better,
bad after.
The world is a better place when you're allowed to kill Nazis in a video game. I never thought I would say this 5 or 10 years ago, but I wish we had more good World War II games. I hope Call of Duty would get back, would get away from the modern combat and go more old school. I still argue it's possible to make a good first-person Civil War shooter. It's
you could
just
only
not
do it.
Happened yet.
See, I beg to differ because I think you could make a really good Civil War shooter.
Oh, he says it is too. He's saying it.
I think you could, but it has to be done on the Wii U. And then in order
with the
to with the controllers,
it makes you like,
oh God, I got a gun. You have to use your Wii controller and pack your musket. And it will take at least 5 minutes to do it every single time. And then you'll get one shot off. And
I
then
think
have
that could
to
be
reload
a Kinect
again.
Game. I think that could be a Kinect game, too.
Imagine the online. You'd have like a giant, what do they call it? The
circle jerk
forming ranks. You're lined up with a whole bunch of other players, and one guy's the commander telling you to reload, fire, shoot.
That's screaming for a Leroy Jenkins.
Then what would the troll be in that situation? Instead of throwing flashbangs, he'd like throw small box blankets on his buddies.
And then you're just poisoned for the rest of the match.
Yeah, you're just guys like, eh.
For you, here's a smallpox blanket for you.
You have contracted dysentery.
So yeah. Basically what it is, everyone would get one shot, and then the rest of the match would be like a melee combat.
Yeah, that's exactly what it would be.
With bayonets, yeah.
So, Ryan Hannity said, Ryan Hannity says, I don't see how a Civil War shooter would work. I could imagine gamers complaining when reload times take 5 minutes. Danner said, I'd be pissed if the reload time was shorter than 5 minutes.
a well-trained soldier can get three shots in a minute. Three in a minute. That
but
means one shot
well
every trained. 30 seconds. Yeah. That means one shot every 30 seconds. Now sit and just count to 30. So
would it be like Call of Minutemen?
Oh my God. It would be 10-minute matches on multiplayer. It would be amazing.
The winner has one kill. Like the winning team has
this isn't three. Soccer. I'm sorry. Football.
Soccer.
Booth would be in heaven because his accuracy would be out of sight. He'd only get two shots off in an entire match anyway.
Well, his accuracy might be off of sight. If he only gets two shots off in the match and he misses one or he misses both.
Well, question due to the fact that he's so used to sitting still and not moving, I think it'd be okay.
The question is there a bullet drop?
There's no bullet accuracy. Rifling hasn't been invented yet.
See, on the Wii version of the game, if you tip your musket too far forward, your bullet will just roll out.
The bullet just rolls out. Oh man, you forgot to put your socks on. You lost your feet in the winter. Oh well, shit's over.
Let's see here. I think Brian Jackson then clarifies he should have been more clear. I meant more story-based first-person Civil War games. I guess
like.
So Assassin's Creed? Not, I mean, I mean, obviously
it's Assassin's Creed Unity, but it only takes place completely in the homestead, and you never leave the homestead.
God.
Let's see.
Connor, can you help me woo this woman? So I'm going to be over here blowing things up.
Or whatever they did back then. I don't even know.
Ryan Hannity also, Joe, gives you props on your game collection. He also asked if he can come over and play. I could spend days there and not get bored. Pretty sure Joe would just end up locking him in the basement. Before he gets to the
video game. That's part of the reason that I had the thing is I want people to come over and, hey, let's hook that up and play it. Yeah, I like doing that, but it maybe happens twice a year. Maybe. Yeah, maybe once a year.
See, now we just use Joe's collection for
like, look at what our friend has, huh?
It's just for noises in the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quick, go start up your Game Boy so we can hear it go,
meh. That's pretty much what it's there for.
It's handier than I thought it was. It's sitting right here on the floor with the AC adapter. I can plug it right in.
I'll go ahead and do it then.
All right, I have to unplug something.
Unplug the computer.
All right.
Yeah, unplug the computer.
I got to track where this... Okay, good. That's to the portable hard drive. I can unplug that one. All right.
And Joe's gone for the rest of the night.
That would be the funniest.
I'm still here. Thing. Let me make sure my volume is up.
Oh, no,
it.
I was running Windows off of my portable hard drive.
Ready? Okay, here we go.
There's your
Yay.
Game sign.
That's it.
Anybody else just get a boner?
That's our one sound per episode.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a wild guess that you got Tetris in there.
I think you're right.
No, it's not Tetris. That's Dr. Mario.
Yeah, that's my ringtone, isn't it? I don't even know.
Yeah, it is your ringtone.
Excellent.
Why are you asking us what your ringtone is?
Because
you're the only one that
I
hears forgot. That when it goes off, right? We don't hear it on the other end.
My ringtone's pretty sweet.
Danner's ringtone on my phone is, Spectacular Spider-Man.
Nice.
I don't even know what mine is right now. Oh, no, mine's na-na-na-na-na-na-na Batman, well, but like the old, like from Adam West show.
The text alert for
so
Danner
you mean
is the
66
wave.
Batman?
Yeah.
There you go.
So one more comment, and I saved this one for last because it might spawn a little bit of a discussion.
Nope.
Okay, so I'll read it and then we can just move on. When you were talking about Wolfenstein having the original game, it made me wonder about other great gems like that in other games. Do you guys have any favorite secret bonuses or anything from games you can think of?
Surgical Simulator 2014.
Hmm?
What, having the space?
Surgical Simulator 2014, that if you go around and you screw around with the computer in the game, you can actually, if you can manage to do it, you can actually put a diskette into the computer and boot up the original Doom and then try with the super awesome controls on a keyboard in the game trying to play Doom on a computer.
Huh.
What was the Metal Gear one where you fell, if you went to sleep, was that a different game, if you went to sleep?
And then you woke up somewhere else. Wasn't Metal Gear 4 and you woke up at the original level?
That's one of the ones we brought up last week was Metal Gear 4. When you go back to Shadow Moses, you actually play the opening to that in the, you know, the 1998 PlayStation version.
Or the end of number 2 where it starts freaking out and does cutscenes from the original Metal Gear on Nintendo.
See, there's that. But what is the... There's another one that... Character, was it you, Sean, that was telling us about this? If you go to sleep and you wake up.
No, that was like in Wolfenstein.
No. There's another one.
That's what I was talking about. All right. You go to sleep and your guy has a nightmare and he wakes up in the original Wolfenstein.
I feel like that's done somewhere else too in another game.
Probably.
But I feel like we've talked about it before. I just can't remember what
I was going to say. It's not really hidden, but I always liked, what was it? Is it X-Men Legends? Where. Or maybe it wasn't Legends. It was one of those, the Ultimate Alliance games or Legends, where you do the arcade level and you get trapped in the arcade machine and you're playing Pitfall with Wolverine.
It wasn't really a bonus level, but I remember one where you're playing pinball too and your guys are the characters. It's not really a bonus level or anything or special. You have to do it, but I just thought that was fun.
Is that Ultimate Alliance? Because that's the level you find Blade in the...
Yeah, it's the first one.
Machine. Yeah, so that's all the first Ultimate Alliance.
I think in Donkey Kong Country, one of the three of them, there's a way you can play the original Donkey Kong arcade, but I can't remember the specifics of that either.
It's not the first one. I feel like I need that one inside and out.
It was a Cranky Kong joke, I'm sure.
There was. It wasn't real. I mean, it wasn't that good. But in the original Call of Duty Black Ops, you could bust out of the chair, turn around, go on a computer and play Zork.
Ooh. Yeah, I remember that one.
I don't know how much of Zork was actually in it, though.
Not really like a, again, not really like a hidden thing or anything like that. But in Super Mario RPG, the first one, Legend of the Seven Stars, there was a, you could get, I think it was, you could get a Game Boy in that game. And so there was like a mini game inside of it that was a lot of fun. You just like kind of mash the button as hard as you can. I remember getting blisters on all of my fingers trying to play that game. Because it's like there's like ladybugs that are crawling down the screen and you're shooting something at the bottom towards the top to like kill them all. And it has to do with how fast you can tap the button on the controller. I remember playing that. I don't know.
My brain is farting here. Like that's...
Maybe we can do some more. We can look into that some more. I could give Joe another assignment to not do.
Yeah, because, yeah, I was going to say.
It's coming.
Hey, Joe, get on that assignment right after you finish Half-Life 3, would you? That'd be a fantastic movie.
All right. So, what do we want to talk about first? Do we want to talk about The Last of Us, or do we want to talk about GTA 5? Or something else. Anyone?
Okay, you quiet people. I played GTA 5 with Mike the other day, and it was awesome.
Yes, it was. We found out how to... basically, I've had the entire week off of work, and I was trying to find ways to pass the time, and I've been watching...
Jerking off, chafed, after a while.
So. Nah, I don't really do that when my wife's home, too. I've been... watching a bunch of YouTube videos of like the Inside Gaming guys playing GTA 5 and doing like a lot of the user created content, and some of it's just really funny. And I was like, you know, I want to do this. So of course I asked Joe if he was available, and he was. So after fumbling around, we figure out how to add user created content into the playlist. We just started doing some of them. Some of them were really fun. Others were just, you know,
train wrecks,
and some of them
not
were,
literal train wrecks either, not even the cool kind, just really bad train wrecks.
I don't know, I think the ones that were like the motorcycle trying to cross the pond,
that, yeah, okay.
Oh,
let's
God,
talk about
that's exactly
level.
The one you're talking about, and boy is that a pain in the ass.
I did it on like my third try.
Well, it's fine, the least number of people you have the better, because the more times you go across, the ramps actually get pushed
really
every time you touch them. So I was playing with like six people. After the third person, you know, everyone keeps fucking up because you're bumping into each other. It got to a point where, like, the ramps in the middle had separated.
Oh, wow.
So you had to, like, in the middle of it, take a right-hand turn, jump back left, then jump back in the middle.
I give up.
I was riding the quad. I thought the four wheels was going to lead to more stability. No, it just, you get two wheels off, boom, it pulls the rest of the way.
At that point, I cheated. Because you can drive around the right-hand side and just go around the lake.
I feel like they fixed it, because when I got to the other side of the lake, the guy set it up so you had to go and jump over a wall once you got to the other side.
Oh, maybe it's different. I don't know. So
figured out that people were doing that when they got frustrated. Because when I got over there, I didn't just drive away. There's a wall that makes you turn around, and then you drive out to the end of an island, like a peninsula. And then you have to turn around and get a running start towards a ramp that launches you over the wall. So
I don't know.
I think maybe he did fix that. But the only thing that I had against it doing any of it was a lot of it was just Joe and I and one other person.
Yeah.
Even though we were trying to get as many people as we possibly could, Joe and I did have a whole lot of fun doing the windmill deathmatch.
Oh yes, that one hit you and launched you.
But it was just Joe and I.
Yeah,
so that would be fun with 5-10 people.
The fun thing with that, if you can do it, is if you land back on the platform, you live. Doesn't kill you.
I don't know.
I did it several times.
Yeah, if you get knocked up, as long as you land back on the platform, you live. If you go past you won't even go into the falling game animation, really. If you miss it, then you fall to your death. Okay. I've got thrown up went back down, got hit again, and it just launched me. And it wouldn't let me respawn until I died. And so it took me like 40 seconds to die because it whipped me to the other side of the world.
One of the other matches that we did was, and it was just Joe and I again, was a race that took place in the wind farm where all the checkpoints are on top of the turbines.
Take ramps and launch through them.
And I was very surprised that that was as easy as it was. I thought that any kind of angle going into that ramp that you'd end off getting rocketed left or right. But no, if you hit the ramp, there was a good chance you were.
What do you have to do for those ramps?
You hit them straight up the middle.
You have to invest in them?
Yes.
Invest.
Invest. Go ahead and tell the story.
We're on the wind turbine match, and I was lagging behind because I missed one. I went off the ramp the wrong way, and I missed the checkpoint, so I had to go back and do it again. And Joe got really far ahead. So I was kind of listening to what he was saying about the races or about the jumps as he was going. All of a sudden, he's just like, oh, this is a big one. Invest. And I was like, because I guess like there was a downhill like leading to like a,
like you just
a ramp.
Go.
Yeah, basically it's like you have to commit to doing it. And he was like, he kind of like there's a hem and a haw in his voice, and then he was just like, invest. And I was like, invest? He's like, I couldn't think of the word.
You mean commit? Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
Oh man.
So now that's gonna be the new thing.
But whenever I just wanted to get into it and find those so that I could favorite them. So when we get it on the PS4, that it's easier to find them and have fun with them.
I have playlists of, I have tons of them.
Yeah, I think that's going to be our first off the cuff t-shirt, is I'll just say off the cuff on the front and the back in really big letters.
Invest.
I'll just say invest.
I think it should say invest on the front. That way no one knows what it is. We should make those up for Grand Con.
Wait, say invest so on the no front, and instead of saying off the cuff, you just write on the cuff, like
invest on the cuff.
Just write the cuff on the cuff of the shirt, and then have it so it was removable. So it, like, never oh, mind. I'm yes. done now.
That's a really elaborate shirt, there, buddy.
I love how your idea for people not to know what it is to switch where the invest is. Like, does anyone gonna fucking know? Really? Like, you're gonna have some stranger be like, oh, off the cuff, invest out of nowhere. Like,
you don't
there's
know.
There's at least 20 people that'll know.
Well, it's great. I mean, I just walk around Grand Rapids and people like see me at Toys R Us and they look at me and they squint. And then they
Joe,
point at me and go,
you're a man.
Aren't you the geek sale guy? And like, yeah. And so someday if I'm out there wearing that shirt, somebody's going to look at that and say, invest? I was there when that
Are
podcast.
Are you looking for backers for the Greek garage sale? What's going on?
So, no, I should, but no.
So yeah, I mean, I've always had fun with the online portion of GTA 5 yeah. with, bombing around with Joe. I will say one of the races we did early on was like, I think it was like a leftover from their 4th of July stuff.
Yeah.
Where we were in the Liberator.
Yep.
Going over the mountain, and yep. that thing sucks because the entire time we were doing it, I was like, I could totally be done with this track if I had my Mustang. Because my Mustang, for some whatever reason, does really well off-road.
Like, I've watched him get out of his car, shoot the four tires out of it, and get back in so that he can go off-roading more successfully. There, it's got to be a glitch in the numbers there that thing handles so well. So. With the tires blown out over dirt.
Well, in Ford, you could go faster without tires in GTA 4. I don't know if that's a thing still.
Well, I just know it's a lot easier to go over the mountains with my Mustang than it was with that truck. So,
some of the cool things you'll see on there, if you read the descriptions, sometimes they'll create a map and they intend you to play it a certain way. Like you pretty much have to be playing with people you know, though.
Yeah.
So that because someone not playing that way could just fuck with everything. Like, there's this one match. It's a capture match. Where you're in a soccer field and things spawns in the middle, you have to run and then run past them. So if they use guns, they can just shoot you, but you're supposed to use melee weapons only.
Okay.
It gets really fun. I made my own version of the map, but I spawned just random NPCs with baseball bats. Tons of them. So, like, run through, like, think, 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 think. Like,
so are there paintball guns in the game?
No,
because there was a
match. Yeah, I remember that map.
There was a verified match that we loaded in, but we didn't play it because we were having.
It's called paintball, right?
Yes.
Yeah, all it is that it's supposed to be a
just like a gun range, like a
kind of like a very intense gun range where you put big teams on.
Oh, that's
so you don't have so. Most maps that people make that for big teams have like tanks and rocket launchers. This one's supposed to be just guns, so it's all about cover and running and shooting. And I seen someone who made like the same type of map, probably was the same guy, and did capture. So you have to kind of work as a team to get through to the middle, because if somebody just tries to run, you're gonna get mowed down.
I mean, how fun would that be to like? Maybe it's just me, but how fun would it be to like tool around in like a vehicle and everyone has paintballs and just go around shooting other people in the world? You don't kill them, you just cover them
with paint. I don't think you guys played early enough. Were you guys able to buy the muskets?
No.
I saw it, but I didn't want to buy it because it was like $60,000 or
it's expensive. And it is a musket. It shoots once and then you have to reload it. And it doesn't reload fast. What's really fun is games where everyone just uses those. Because if me and you were standing and I shoot you, anything like mid chest or head, you know, kills you instantly with that gun. It's really powerful. But you can wing them too. But like if I shoot you and wing you and I reload them in that animation, you can run up and just clock me with the gun and get an instant kill, because a melee with a weapon butt is an instant kill. So there's a lot of these tense moments where the person's just charging you and you're like but and then the last second you shoot them, their body just falls at your feet and you're like, man, that was close. And then you see that the two more guys are running at you and you're like, well, shit. And like,
there's a couple other tracks that I want to try, like raises that are there's one that we never loaded up because, again, having trouble people to join us. But it's basically like a Hot Wheels course. It's a figure eight. And in the middle, there's just like jumps, like crisscross jumps.
Mm-hmm. I know that one.
Which, I mean, I've found like several of them. I just think that those would be so much fun to play because you can get totally screwed over, you know.
I'll be available around noon tomorrow.
There is a map. I cannot remember the name of it tomorrow.
But I have all Friday off.
How dare you? Working.
I've got a kid, but I'll be available 1:30.
Okay. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Although this brought up an interesting question, and we can kind of dovetail this into talking about The Last of Us on the PS4. If Dan, are you still here?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure because you haven't said anything, which is understandable.
Because it's Grand Theft Auto 5.
Right. So. When we're playing Grand Theft Auto 5, I kept bringing up the fact of, you know, playing it on the PS4, blah, 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 blah. And Joe, what did you say exactly? It was...
It's disappointing that all the games that we're looking forward to on the PS4 are remastered versions of last-gen games.
Now, my reaction to that was, you know, I hate Joe, but... the reason I'm excited for GTA 5 and I was looking forward to like The Last of Us is the same reason I was kind of like happy for like the Sly Cooper stuff and like the HD remakes that they did for the PS2 or the PS3, I mean, because I want to play those games, but I don't want to have to lug out another system. Like I want to play Grand Theft Auto 5. I have fun playing Grand Theft Auto 5, but I want to play it on the PS4 because I don't like the PS3. The PS4 is just a lot better. That's where I came from. It's like I want to play these games, but I don't want to use like the old systems.
I want to play those games too without needing to have two big consoles hooked up upstairs, but I also don't want to spend another $60 on them, and I don't want to have to spend $400 to buy the system to play a game that I could have played last gen already. I don't think they're spending their effort. They're putting their effort on the right things. They're money grabs. Yes, they're making money. Yes, people are buying them, but I just don't think it's a healthy way to start like, the next generation.
I feel like Grand Theft Auto falls into that category of being the money grab, I guess, but it's Rockstar, so I don't think it's just a straight up like shiny port. I think there might be some subtle changes made to possibly the user interface, like just to make the menus a little more fluid. But in The Last of Us defense, I kind of understand that one because that was a late end of the cycle game.
It was the last big title to come out for the PS3.
Well, that's not necessarily true because
last exclusive.
Okay, the last big exclusive. But I think the reason that that one got ported was because there were a lot of people that came to the PS4 that didn't have a PS3, and so they probably felt that they could make that grab with everyone that made the switch to a completely different platform, and they would finally be able to get to play that game. That's how I see The Last of Us. It was just.
And what about Tomb Raider? Money grab?
Tomb Raider's got to be a money grab because, I mean, part of me looks at, like, anything that has a PC release, especially with the hardware being, with the new console hardware being much closer to PCs than they were in the past, I feel like anything that has a PC release is going to end up, you know, with the next-gen port at some point in time, which is one of the reasons why, like, I can see Borderlands coming if Gearbox really wanted to make some more money.
Not off of me, suckers.
No, but I'm just like, there are people that,
yeah,
you know, like me, that would play Borderlands again. But Tomb Raider had a PC release, so it was only like, you know, make, you know, adjust a couple sliders here and there in their engine, and all of a sudden, look, we have a PS4 Xbox One release, and we can, you know, it didn't cost us that much more money, and here it is. So now we might be able to break even, or at least be considered a success in Square Enix's eyes. And then we can get Tomb Raider 2, which is coming next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and we'll agree, like, a lot of the stuff that we've been seeing have been ports, but that's kind of, I think, and I could be completely wrong, but I feel like, and this is what I said to Joe, is that I feel like that's kind of what happened with the last generation, only for me, I didn't get the 360 when it came out, and I didn't get the PS3 when they came out. I waited a year. They were both out for a year when I picked them up. But they were also out for much longer than any other console before them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if it's one of those things where it's like people don't remember what the first wave was like. Like the first
The one that comes to me was King Kong that came out.
Well, there's also Gun. You remember Gun?
And yep. Tony Hawk's American Wasteland. And Call of Duty 2.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
And Perfect Dark Z.
Oh my god.
But I think what I was trying to like compare more to was the like the ones that were cross gen. Was King Kong only on the 360?
King Kong was cross gen. Yeah.
No, King Kong was cross gen.
Oh, I thought it was only on 360.
No, it was on Xbox also.
And when I look at those, they're not next gen titles. I mean, okay, Nintendo Wii when somebody came out with a system, a game on 360 or PS3. Ghostbusters releases on those two systems. The Wii got the dumbed down version, different thing. The game, the King Kong that came out on the regular Xbox and the 360, that was the same game with slightly better graphics, higher resolution on the 360.
Slightly, very slightly.
Yeah. And I think, in the whole defense of everything, I don't think we've seen as good. Well, of course we haven't. First year the thing's been out, we haven't seen a next gen game yet. Everything that we've seen is that halfway between stuff where they weren't sure what the settings were going to be or what the final specs were going to be.
Yep.
So they're playing it cautious. We haven't seen what these next gen games are going to look like.
I think,
but I'm still disappointed that they spent all this time porting Grand Theft Auto over instead of, you know, working on a DLC.
But see, that's the thing. I don't see Grand Theft Auto as being a port because, like I said, it's coming to the PC as well. It's not just a next gen release. It's one of those. It's releasing on the PC. Well, they're about the same. Let's just do the other ones. Yeah, you want to see story DLC, but I mean, who says that's not coming as well? You know, it's like a port isn't like the hardest thing in the world to do, especially when you're already making it for the PC,
which is why they shouldn't charge me $60 again. That's my problem.
It's 2K and Rockstar. So, or Take-Two and Rockstar. So they will.
And it breaks GameStop my heart.
Tries to do something for you.
I don't think they will because there's so many copies of Grand Theft Auto. I mean, those things are in the $15 bin. It wouldn't surprise me already.
Actually, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised to see Sony pull something.
That would make me happy. But
given that they are the ones that announced it and they're probably trying to make Grand Theft Auto a PlayStation thing again. I don't know if I'd necessarily make it a prediction, but I wouldn't be surprised. I guess I wouldn't be surprised if they were like, if you own it on the PS3, you know, you can get a digital copy of it for the PS4 for like $30.
Well, I sure as hell hope not, because I would like to play on the PS4.
Wait, I mean, but you bought it for the wrong system in the first place.
I bought it for the only system I had.
Should have bought the wrong system. Anyways.
Well, dear listeners, I have decided that I'm going to end up with a PS4, and to get there, I'm going to sell parts of my body. Just my plasma. Plasma, Sean. Don't get your hopes up, Sean. It's just plasma.
I don't. But, it's not my hopes. I want you to get up.
Not enough money in the
I'm
world.
I'm wondering how much of this generation.
Joe, you're right. There is not enough money, but there's certainly enough duct tape.
I wonder how much of this generation is going to be like graphics, and how much of it is going to be look what we can do with the internet.
Well, I think that's what they wanted everything to be, especially Microsoft being this is your device in the living room with the Xbox One. And then that's not what people wanted yet. It's not what consumers are after, having that all in one device.
People aren't ready to get rid of all their other boxes.
Well,
just
no,
yet.
But I'm talking about like from the one thing that Microsoft was trying to do is say that their console always needed to be connected to the internet, which in turn would allow developers to know that hardware will always have an internet connection, so they can build games around that. There are several
where games internet coming. Connectivity is a crucial part of the game.
Yeah, I mean, there are several not games just the coming system. That like more or less take inspiration from Journey, like Destiny, for example. Like, you need to be online for, like, if you're online, people will just show up in your game and you can fight alongside them. I'm wondering how much of like next generation is going to be that type of
like division.
The Division's like that. Destiny's like that. The Crew is like that. I mean, Ubisoft is making a big push for that kind of next generation. Like,
they're putting multiplayer stuff, serious multiplayer elements into their next Assassin's Creed game.
Right, but not just as like a separate multiplayer menu. Like, that's built into the core game thing. So I'm wondering, like I said, I wonder how much of this generation is going to be graphics and how much is just going to be look what we can do with the internet.
Well, like the filthy casual that I am, I hope that they can integrate that always on online kind of living game world without making me have to play 10 hours a week to keep up with everybody else. See, and I think they'll manage. I think I have a feeling that it's going to be a lot better than
see with you getting that. A PS4. Mm-hmm. I'm almost half tempted to ask Danner to let you borrow Need for Speed and to possibly buy you a copy of The Crew.
Mm-hmm.
Because this fall for me, like, again, there's only like a few titles this fall that I'm actually interested in. And Allie and I watched like a 30 minute like preview of The Crew, like of actual gameplay stuff from The Crew.
Give me a synopsis. I haven't paid attention to it.
It's a racing game, obviously.
Okay.
But it's all like open world. You pick up missions while you're driving from place to place, and you have the entire United States. There's like they made a anthropomorphize, I guess. Is that the right?
No, that's give it human characteristics.
Okay, what's the one where you just like a characterization, or what is it? A
caricature.
A caricature of the United States. Cool. So everything's a lot closer than it would be. Like, it takes like 15 minutes to drive from Detroit to St. Louis.
That's still pretty big, though.
Right. And no, these places are huge. So you have
to scale with Grand Theft Auto, if it had the whole world or whole U.S., I think that would be comparable measurement there.
Basically, it's like an open world online racer where everyone is. I mean, you can, and there's fast travel, so you can like you can fly to other parts of the country, or you can drive there. But Allie and I watched like a 30 minute thing on it yesterday, and she's actually interested in it, which was kind of weird for a racing game.
I'm concerned how interested I am in getting the PS4, considering there's nothing I think I want for it that's out right now.
Yeah.
Towerfall.
Evolve.
Is that out? That's not out.
Well,
he said out right now.
Yeah, but you're not going to. By the time you donate enough plasma to actually get a PlayStation 4, Evolve will be out.
I'll be 25% the way there Monday.
And half dead.
So at the very least, I mean, if you donate all through August, you should be able to pick it up in time to get Destiny, which is September 9th.
Don't know if I want Destiny yet.
Well, See, I want to share some stuff that I heard about Destiny, but at the same time, I don't.
Like what?
That what we saw was actually 25% of the game.
I heard. Well, I mean, if there's only going to be 20 levels. And by the end of that, without grinding, you can get to level 8. That wouldn't surprise me at all. But I tell you, we'll tell you what the one thing I have heard. After you reach level 20, you're going to start doing these things called raids.
Mm-hmm.
Raids can have 6 people instead of just 3.
Yeah, I think there's a bunch of like,
that's how you
content.
Farm for stuff. But that kind of puts at least a little bit to rest of our issue of only being able to play with 3 people.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not worried about it because I had fun with the beta. Like I had a lot of fun with it, and I was still having fun with it when it ended. Like there was a tipping point for me where
admit it, the funnest we had was when we said fuck the game, let's try to kill the question mark guys.
Yes, and then we pushed them off a cliff.
Yeah, we did.
Jet bikes. That
we used
fun.
The jet bikes and launched them at them like torpedoes, and like you hit them just on the side and nudges them like an inch at a time. And so I think we probably died like 50 times.
Well, yeah, but when you get three of us lined up together to hit him, he ends up getting pushed off the cliff, which was a lot of fun.
And he dies.
But I'm
unkillable boss. We murdered him.
Yep, we killed 2 of them.
Within like 5 minutes of each other too. Pretty impressive.
I'm okay. Like what I played was just fun, and if it's like, you know, 4 times that in the final game, that's fine. I know that they're building a world, and you know, with them spending, you know, I mean, I know the number was like $500 million, but that includes advertising and stuff like that for the game,
yeah,
and marketing. But I don't expect I was expecting them to release a platform. And that Destiny is the first of a planned trilogy, and I would expect with what they've done that it'll end up being like Mass Effect, where you carry your character over.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming.
Which might be why there's only 20 levels in the first one, because then you go to level 40 and then 60. You know,
when if they're confident enough to come out and say, "Hey, there's only 20 levels," and yeah, all you beta people who got this bite-sized smidgen of it got to level 8 of it, that they must feel really confident about their end game, whatever they're going to call it here. And I hope that it doesn't stop at raids, because when they say raids, I think of 4 gigantic things that you go and kill with a team and not much else. I'm hoping that maybe there's 20 of these events and they're spontaneous and they are, what's the word? Emergent, that you go there and it can happen a certain way, and it can happen a completely different way when you go back and do it again.
So I think there were like types of, I think we saw types of raids in the beta, which were like in the black zones.
Yeah.
That was like a type of a raid. Also, the other part of this too is I feel like I'm on the outside of this looking in, because this is they did very much create an MMO first person shooter. And I've never played an MMO. Has anyone here ever played like an MMO? I know you played City of Heroes.
Art and I have. Yeah.
I have. Yeah, I have.
So, I mean, does that feel like that to you? Like,
close.
The hub world did a lot. The hub world reminded me a lot of most of the MMOs.
And now that we have headsets and things, we don't need that keyboard that I thought we were always going to need with an online MMO or a console based MMO. It's like, I'm going to need a keyboard or I can't talk to my friends. Frick,
AFK,
I got a headset now.
But now I can't, you know, program witty sayings into the computer.
Oh, God, Art, we had so much fun doing that. In City of Heroes, I had a character named Modeling Agent Steve, and he was summoning these zombies. And the zombies I had named after several different famous supermodels, Kate Moss and whatever. And I had little keybinds, so they would say things like, I'm so hungry. And it was great. Anyway,
time
and you
to
had,
purge.
Well, we had time to purge. Blah, and that was their puke attack.
And then I had the Game Stopper.
That's right.
Who was ran into a in battle yelling, questions or trades? and then when he called in his minions, it was Kratos and Mario.
That's right.
And my favorite emote though that they did was the when the GameStopper yelled, "Let the Dance Dance Revolution begin," and all the minions started dancing.
Oh gosh, I loved that game. That was so much fun.
So
when I was playing DC Universe Online, I made a character they called El Capitano Planeto, and he looked like Captain Planet, but he was Mexican. I don't know why he was Mexican, but I changed all of his I changed my keyboard to Spanish.
On a scale of 1 to Taco.
You tell me he had a giant handlebar mustache.
Wait, what?
On a scale of 1 to Taco Mariachi Band, how racist was your El Captain Planeto?
If I could have wore a sombrero, I would have. There wasn't one of... I hadn't unlocked one yet. Yet, I'm sure there was one in that game, but I didn't. But I will say one thing about getting back to Destiny, though, is that there may only be 20 levels, but the way they get around that is, like, we maxed out level 8 pretty quick, but your abilities aren't tied to your level at all. Yep, you get you not. Earning experience gets really? Those. What your level determines is the gear you can use.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain that if we had played the beta nonstop around the clock, you could have unlocked almost all the abilities they had on tap for the characters. Plus, I think each character has 3 different abilities that they can choose from.
Yeah,
I
saw that. Can't. Yeah, we can't. You couldn't. You weren't allowed to unlock the subclasses or anything. So,
right.
Who knows how that changes it?
So
plus like my main assault rifle, my sniper rifle, and my rocket launcher all had been leveled up.
Yeah.
Different things that dramatically changed it. Like my assault rifle, if I shot from the hip, it was fully automatic. But when I pulled it up, it slowed the rate of fire way down.
Yeah. I had a couple
increased
of,
the damage like crazy.
I had a couple of blue items that I found in the last 2 days.
I found a bunch of blue. Couldn't use none of them.
That each one had like 6 or 7 weapon unlocks.
Oh, yeah.
Attached to them. So,
yeah. Tons of different things that really affect the way that you use that gun. Like for my sniper, I had one where it was if I put it had 2 different options. Once you unlocked it, you could switch between the two. One option was you're reloaded slower, but if you crouched, you could zoom in more. Hmm. You'd get like an extra layer of zoom. So if you crouch with that scope on, you were couldn't shoot really far. If you switch to the other scope, almost had a little bit. If you just tried to quick scope people, you'd get a boost that way.
Hmm.
So one, it almost like, you know, different the how you would use that gun, change it to however you like it.
Yeah. So, I mean, even if like, but also to say this with, when we chose to throw caution to the wind and say, F it, we're just going to mess around with these question mark guys. Mm-hmm. Like that world, just old Russia is actually really big.
Yeah.
Like we found a whole other area that none of us ever went to because like I went over there once and I saw all question mark guys. And so I was like, I'm never going to come over here again. But when we went on our hunt to try and kill question mark guys, we were just trying to find more of them. I was like, I know where some more are. So we went over to where they were and found a whole bunch. And a whole other section of the map that we no one ever touched. A whole underground section that leads to where the big raid is in the game. And it was in the beta. Like, it's a back door to that.
Oh, you and I found a little hidden passageway. Must have, like, maybe you thought it was a monster closet, but it was a very big, elaborate monster closet.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Joe, the entire time you were thinking that in my head, I was saying Joe's asshole. And the more you kept saying, just made it better.
But yeah, I mean that what they showed in the beta, what most people saw and what is actually there, I feel like there's a lot more there than what people actually saw.
All right, I'm kind of convinced.
So like from the get-go, like I kind of, you know, always said like this is kind of going to be like Borderlands turned into this. It's like let's just turn it on, the four of us can go and just do a run on Nox.
A couple of hundred times.
Yeah, but like that's what you know, Borderlands turned into. I mean, when all was said and done.
Who just cares that we get to level 60 while level 20 in this case that fast? You know, we're that just means we get to screw
that
around.
That just
faster.
Means your loot is better.
Exactly. You go and find stuff to make the game fun, like we did when we were like, let's go take care of these level, you know, these question mark guys. Let's just go F around. And what was even better is because of the way Destiny's set up, you're in a world with other people. Other people started joining in with us, and they could.
Oh yeah, some random dude started attacking these question marks on
Okay, the question mark guys. It sounds like they're people who give you missions.
No.
Question mark guys. It's a boss, right? He's so overpowered. When you look at him, instead of a level popping up, it just gives you two question marks.
Yeah, we killed
those
guys.
And then you shoot him, and you're a bullet. He's immune to your bullets.
Except
you shoot him, immune falls off.
We did say that while it says immune, that we were doing damage.
Not to the big guys, only to the minions of the one guy. But yes, they were question marks too. But like the big guys, you weren't doing nothing.
But it was
the
lot
only
of
reason
fun
he dies because we literally forced him off of the world.
We had like that Ghostbusters moment where we went into that murder shack at like the beginning of the game, where you can find like the first question mark guy, and we were like Jason and Shaunzy and I were just standing right outside, and because if you go too far and you look to the right, there's the guy, and he'll shoot you
there
and kill you. And I'm just like, okay, all right, hold on, I got a plan, guys. All right. On the count of three. One, two. I'm like, get her!
Get her!
Around the corner and we all died.
So then it became a game of like me going like I'll be like, oh, there's a guy in there. I'd be like, oh, get him, and just run into him and immediately die.
And of course,
or the rarer ones when I'd make it all the way in, make it all the way back out, not get touched, then turn around and immediately get obliterated.
Yeah, but what it kind of became was, what are these guys guarding? Because they're super powerful.
There's a reason they're down there.
And so we're just like, let's just like stop trying to shoot them and like let's just run past them. And then it was like really disappointing because they weren't guarding anything.
Well, I just think whatever they are guarding wasn't there.
Right. I mean, that could also be it too. But once like, you know, and when you get to level 20, you'll be able to like bullshit with that kind of stuff. And so the game will like get out of the way, and then you'll just be able to hang out with your friends in this persistent online world. And go and do some stuff. And also,
Mike, I'm convinced.
And I'm not trying to say this to convince anybody, but I feel like I, just to kill some time on, what was it, Monday? No, what couldn't have been Monday? Maybe Sunday? Friday or
Last
Sunday?
Day.
It wasn't Sunday. It was Friday, because I was playing it for a long time on Friday. I went and did some of the Crucible stuff, which is the online multiplayer. And I actually had like an okay time with it. When you realize it's just there for something to do, like to kill time. And there you can actually take six people and play on an entire team. And I feel like if you could take six people with you and just play on an entire team and just bullshit the entire time, I feel like that stuff could be a lot of fun. But again, that's not necessary to like the core game, but I feel like that's just something that could be done. Yeah, I had a lot of fun, especially when I kind of like flipped a switch and was just like, I'm going to go see what kind of guns I could find. Like, I turned the beta and did basically an end game thing. Because I was level 8 and I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to go see what kind of guns I can find. I'm not going to be able to use any of them, but I want to go see what's out there. And that got a lot of fun. And then, of course, it was like the end of the night. And I think, what did we do? We killed another hour just trying to kill the question mark guys.
Oh yeah, we were kind of like, oh, we're about ready to get off. Let's do something. Let's try to kill the question mark guys. And then it became a game of, I know where there's other ones. Let's go get them. Like,
so
like we spent like probably half an hour on the first guy that we made no progress on, and then Jason, our friend Jason, was like, oh, I know there was another one, and it was, he goes to me, he's like, okay, now what you just do is jump over this cliff and land on the edge. I jumped down and nothing was there. I was like, oh, there's nothing here. The guy spawns and lands on my face.
Yep.
Instantly, like, I never saw him when he killed me the first time. He just spawned and like crushed my face with his taint. So,
all right, I feel like Danner's been awfully quiet, so let's talk about The Last of Us Remastered.
Banner.
Yeah, I'm here.
Got anything to say about The Last
I was going to say, I've only played like 15 minutes. I literally played the opening.
Then you can literally walk us through the entire thing.
I literally, yeah, played the opening scene. And just
and
from
was there anything different? I've played the opening of it myself, so.
Gorgeous. Just like, I can't. I knew the graphics were going to be better. I just didn't think they were going to be that much better.
Now,
I don't know if it's just because I've already soaked the game and I've already played it that I just noticed more things going on, but like the glistening of the light on his cheeks as the tears are streaming down his face as he's holding his daughter while she dies in his arms
spoilers.
Was just profound to me.
Okay, how old is that game?
There's a bunch of people that haven't played it until
Tuesday. And it's the first 10 minutes of the game.
So, just saying. And I said it after you said it, so it's not like it was a joke.
Well,
you can bleep it out if you want. But I know how much work that is, I know how lazy you are. So I know it's not.
Yeah, because you wouldn't even. He doesn't bleep out anything, especially the stupid altered geek guys.
Hey, let's not start fights with, altered geek. I mean, we could pick new fights, like talking in circles.
Yeah, well, the guy that runs altered geek could also cancel our show, and we'd have to find another outlet. It's not like we have any weight to throw around.
But luckily, he thinks it's funny.
And it is.
Obviously, I'm doing it as a joke.
Well, I don't know. It's hard to tell.
I was going to say, nobody takes Sean seriously anyways. I mean, if it was coming from you, people might care since you're, on Altered Geek. But,
Anyways, Last of Us is pretty.
Yeah, I was going to say, I had the most depressing moment though when I installed Last of Us I got done installing Last of Us, and then I went to upload the little GameStop DLC, which I didn't know you got, and the only reason I even put it in was because Joe pointed it out to me on the receipt. I was like, oh, okay. What is it? It's skins and
for multiplayer.
100 points of medical something, so I can upgrade my guys a little bit at the beginning.
I've actually heard that the factions or whatever it's called is actually really fun.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Okay, all right. But yeah, so I went to download
whatever to say
that, and then the moment I got done downloading that, a message popped up on my PS4 and goes, "Your hard drive is almost full." I was like, no,
it
hasn't
even
come out yet.
Wow. So I had to delete things off of my hard drive yesterday.
None, and he's full up.
I installed a terabyte in mine, but then I only have I have less than 200 gigs worth of games on there.
I have 33 gigs left of open space after I deleted 5 games off of mine yesterday.
Wow.
Yep. So I'm going to have to, I just got through Injustice story mode, and the likeliness of me going back and playing that is probably slim. So I'll probably delete that, and I'll probably
You could always play the multiplayer online. How much do you value your self-respect? Because you'll have none after some of these 12-year-olds beat the shit out of you.
I've made the mistake.
I played that online for 10 minutes.
I've made the mistake of wandering online and playing an online match once in a WWE game, and I would never ever go back online again.
I picked it up yesterday, and I played the story DLC, the Left Behind.
So is it separate from you don't have to
You can play the DLC.
You just load it up.
Yeah. However, it'd be interesting if they would have put the DLC, have you played it, Danner?
No, all I saw was the warning of make sure you play the original game before you play the DLC.
Right. Well,
spoiler wise,
the only reason you need to play it first is so that you know where it
takes place.
But that doesn't even.
I was going to say, I know it takes place before essentially the main game. So.
It's both. It takes place before, it takes place in the winter section and before the main game. It's you play as while Joel is down.
Right? Okay.
You play as Ellie trying to get him medical supplies.
Okay.
And that is her quest, if you will, is juxtaposed against, an earlier story of how she was bitten.
Okay.
So it was really interesting. It looked gorgeous, like you said. I think this may be the first time I've seen a case for 60 frames per second versus 30. I know I sent you a message last night, but have you tried toggling the 30 frame per second lock?
I literally, after you sent me that message, is kind of when I stopped playing, and then I haven't been able to pick it up.
I flipped it for like a second because I was like, I don't know if I could. I don't know if I could play it at 60 frames a second. So I really quickly I locked it to 30, and it looked, I don't want to say it looked worse, but there was a very noticeable difference to it. Because you lost a half of the frames. And so I flipped it back on and I played the rest of it like that. And that was probably the first time I've seen a very noticeable thing. But that's also the first console game I've ever played where they allow you to lock the frame rate.
Now, I was going to ask, like, did you have any issues with it?
With the 60 frames having a second?
Yeah. No. Like, was there any time where it chugged or anything? So
no, and I didn't see that. But then again, The Last of Us isn't really the type of game where you're going to see
it. I know. That's why. Yeah, but that's why it doesn't surprise me that a console game, especially now these new systems, you know, holding so many people online at once and so much information, that they would have frame rate locking. But that game boggles my mind because, with the exception of if someone's PS4 shitting the bed, everyone should run exactly the same.
I think what it is some people, first of all, outside of like a Call of Duty or like Titanfall or like first person shooter, we'll say, I don't know that I've actually observed 60 frames a second in a game that I can think
of. Yes, you have.
What?
You've pointed out in Assassins shit tons.
Well, okay, yeah, but that's when it's like, that's because there is no lock on Assassins. It's just, it's when you start climbing, it just switches to 60 and it's like, whoa, this is really cool. But like The Last of Us, I think one of the reasons they did that is so like people wouldn't get sick, because sometimes that, you know, when people aren't used to seeing it that way. I know that putting it back at 30 added a level of, it felt like it added like a level of grit to everything that I was seeing. But leaving it at 60, like an unlocked 60, if you will, like there was a level of polish to it that I've never seen before. I had a lot of fun with it. I had the same issues that I did with the main game. Like the humans are the worst. Like clickers,
you mean, as
and
they're the worst people?
Yes. And like, well, and the enemy, like the clickers and everything like that. Like I have no problem dealing with those things. Those things are not scary. It's the humans that are scary. And I don't like,
you mean as a, like AI speaking or like their motivations?
Both. But I also like, it fell apart at the end for me because a lot of the game is exploring both the prequel part and the main, like the main story, like during the game. It's a lot of exploring, just kind of stealthing around until the end of it when it turns into like a shoot 'em up. And I was like, oh, this is so dumb. And I literally died every checkpoint that there was fighting the humans, but I was doing it on expert and I was just getting really annoyed, like super, super annoyed. But like I said, the checkpoints were like pretty liberal. Like I would die, come back, take out like three guys, and then die again. And then I would
spawn. Those three guys would be dead.
Yep, those three guys would be dead, and then I get to take out the rest of the guys that were there. And like they were, the guys that are attacking you are like a search party, and it's not like five guys. Like they bring like an entire army after you. It's like it's that narrative dissonance that people keep talking about with like Uncharted and stuff like that. Like the gunplay in Last of Us, while it's pretty good and it's much better than
Uncharted,
it hurts the game in my opinion. Like that's where it fell apart to me. That's where I stopped caring about what was
happening. This is a great narrative story. Let me just murder these 50 dudes quick.
Yeah, I mean, if it was like, you know, like a search party of like five guys, yeah, like that's fine. But when it's like just wave after wave, like I would clear out, like I'd do my little listening thing and I'd see like, okay, there's only five guys here. Okay, I'll take these guys out. And all of a sudden you take out those five guys and then like 10 more will show up like above you coming from like the balcony. And it's like, but the entrance to the mall is right there. Why aren't they all coming through there? How are they already past me the way that I walked? Like, why did I not engage them somewhere else? Like the monster closet is where the monster closet is where the game falls apart. But I did enjoy it, and I totally don't
every
feel
time you
bad
say monster like, closet, we're gonna think of Joe's butt.
Feel free, baby.
I don't feel bad for paying $50 just to play the DLC. I don't think I could play The Last of Us again. I think that once through was enough for me.
Well, what would be the benefit even really?
Of playing it again?
Just to see how pretty it is?
Yeah, but that's why I wanted just to play the Left Behind DLC, because I figured I feel like that gave me all I needed to see from the game.
So it's not like you have to replay it for trophies because those carry over.
Nope, they don't. It's an entirely new set. Don't.
Oh, but is it the exact same trophies?
Mm-hmm.
That's stupid.
They did.
Your face is stupid.
Didn't they add a new difficulty level?
Yes.
Grounded, the new one?
Yes. Okay. Because I was like, which difficulty should I play it at? And ultimately I settled on hard because I didn't want to do survival because I think I played it at medium last time. And then I was like, it went online. I was like, huh, what's grounded? And it went online. And they go, probably the most challenging thing you'll ever play in your entire life. I was like, nope, not starting with that.
If you change the difficulty settings in the game, they tell you what you lose.
Yeah.
If you go to grounded, you lose everything.
What do you mean?
Everything that pops up on the screen, your ability to, your Batman sense where you can listen to the surroundings, all of it gone.
Batman sense.
You get none of it.
And this is the AI on the enemies is ridiculous. They are relentless, and they're all headshot experts. The name of the game is "Don't Get Seen" and stay quiet and out of sight as much as possible.
The camera needs to be a really good camera for me to be okay with that. A really wide field of view.
Now, Dinner, do you have anything else you want to say about The Last of Us?
No, it's pretty. Okay.
I'm pretty sure you'll probably have more to say maybe as you're ready.
Yeah.
Now I started because I didn't want to start Wolfenstein for whatever reason, maybe because I don't believe Chauncey, but other people have spoken.
I'm lying to you. I've tricked him into giving someone else his money.
We picked it up. We picked it up from Best Buy because it was on sale for $43.
That's worth it. Easily.
Allie was like, "Well, have you heard anything good about it?" I said, "Well, Christian Spicer said it was good." She's like, "Okay."
Fuck Chauncey.
Yep.
Whatever.
Pretty much. So, I decided to play Infamous today. For the first time since it screwed me over back in May. And after playing Left Behind, the Last of Us DLC, I'm wondering. If Second Son wasn't meant for the PS3,
no.
There are things that I saw in.
But how? No, it's not possible because you need to use the touchpad to open gates sometimes.
Only once.
Oh yeah,
only
once. That's real difficult.
Only once. And the touchpad crap in Second Son is one of my knocks against the game. I hate that.
It's the dumbest thing. Quick, swipe up.
There were certain graphical things that I noticed in the up-resed version of Last of Us Remastered that are there in Second Son.
Such as?
It's hard to explain what they are. There's it doesn't, first of all, it just really doesn't feel like anything else, but it doesn't, I'm trying to think of what it was. It was something with the shading or something like that. But I was
it looks like they took a PlayStation 3 game and just made it pretty.
Yeah. Yes.
To go on a PlayStation 4. I totally get that.
I think that's what I think that's everything we've seen on the PS4 yet. I'm waiting for totally, totally beautiful.
I'm not trying to knock on Second Son for the way that it looks or anything like that, but when I was playing it the first time through, I was like, yeah, this is a PS4 game. But after
now that you've played
after seeing the remastered version of The Last of Us, I'm kind of like, I think this was meant for the PS3. Not only that, I think one of the little things that kind of gave it away for me, and this is really subtle, because I feel like, and this could just be my interpretation of the games, I feel like the Infamous games were always kind of supposed to be set in the present day, if you will, or at least close to the current time. But if you look at the security camera and the cutscenes, and they have a date on there and it's for a year earlier than that game released. It says February 2013. Instead of February 2014 or May 2014.
Who the hell reads the goddamn dates on the cameras?
I noticed it. I just noticed it because I was actually paying attention to the cutscenes this time. And I wasn't specifically looking for it.
Oh, like, again, like, weird. Paying attention to the cutscenes. I'm going to start reading the text on the camera. I got bored with all the action happening in front of me.
That's what happens when you have an HD game and all of a sudden all the text is clear.
Doesn't mean, again, I don't like reading. I don't, reading you can't make hard. Me. I'm playing a video game for a reason. Subtitles yeah. off.
I'm just, I would be curious to if, you know, that ever comes to light that, you know, Second Son was a PS3 game that was up-resed and ported.
Everything is going to be up-resed and ported. I mean, I played Destiny on PS3. I think that the number of polygons is the same. The only thing that you guys are getting that I'm not is screen resolution.
The number of polygons
and frame rate.
Very different.
I don't think so.
It's very different.
I think it looks better because of higher resolution textures, but I don't think it is.
It's there's
because,
like
because you'd have to model closet, the characters so twice.
Flipping, but it's an
or engine, at least tweak them.
It's an engine thing. You basically say this is the highest and this is the lowest, and it the game will pump the engine will when it's like rendering stuff out. It will determine what character model to use. It's the same thing that happens when you have like draw distance. The models that are farther away have like fewer polygons and lower textures. And then when you get as you get closer, everything kind of up-reses and streams
Fills in.
Yeah. It's basically that same thing, but they're doing it like across like in engine for the different games. The only reason I say that, Joe, is because I was able to go from I did try Destiny on the PS3 to play with you.
Yep.
So I was able to go from the PS4 version to the PS3 version and back to the PS4 version. There is a very big difference between the two.
Well, and to be fair, your idea of a very large difference and my interpretation of a very large difference is like not that. I didn't see it. The only time I noticed that it looked different was the title screen with the character standing there that he was lower resolution.
That carried over the rest of the world, and it was like, not only that, it was displaying in 720p versus 1080p.
I have a feeling later on when you're facing some of the bigger mobs, it's got to affect it. It has to.
Yeah.
When all of a sudden it changes from only three or four enemies running at you to like 20 of those stupid thralls running down at you.
No,
that's got to affect it.
The one thing I did like, though, is when I was going to play with Joe, I just signed into the game and my characters were there. It didn't ask me to like log in. I just logged in with my PlayStation account, obviously. Like I signed on to my PlayStation and started up the game and there were my two characters. Excuse me. And I got to bring them back over with me to the PlayStation 4.
That's really nice. And I hope that they
wait
to continue that.
Wait, do you mean when you got on the PlayStation 3, your PlayStation 4 characters were still there?
Yeah. And then
interesting.
And then all the loot and everything I got while I was playing with Joe was still there when I loaded back up my PS4 later that night. And it wasn't like, hold on, will we fetch your stuff? And then you're sitting there for 15 minutes while it like loads it. No,
it's like as if your guy and stuff is loaded to a server that could be accessed from either system.
Yep.
That's incredibly interesting.
Which is what I hope happens with Grand Theft Auto, but it probably
that's won't. What they are doing it, with Grand Theft Auto.
I mean, well, I mean, in game, I want my story mode to come over.
No, that won't come over. Why? Your online persona is the only thing that's going to come over because that's the only thing that Rockstar has control of.
Yeah,
like your online
when
persona.
When you save your single player game, that saves to your hard drive. When you save your multiplayer game, that saves to the server. That's why every once in a while, like if they're having a problem with their servers, it'll tell you that it cannot save.
Well, then it needs sure. they just need to patch it and let it download to the server and then let me take it with me.
It really just depends on what kind of stuff happened on the back end, because I don't think the PS like PS3 games and the PS4 games, I don't think use the same save file. Like the same type of save file, but I could be wrong. I know there's like cross by. Is there, Danner? Have you seen a cross by cross save game from PS4 to anything else?
Oh, there he is.
He's like, I have to unmute my mic.
Robber. Are we talking like cross save, like in game?
Yeah, like you know how like certain games just, like the Vita and the PS3, you can have a cross save. So like Sly Cooper, you could play it on the PS3, and then your save will show up on the Vita.
Like, well, there's a lot of Vita PS3 games that have, like, I know Rainbow Moon has a cross save set up, and there's a few other ones, but it's usually Vita to PS3. I haven't seen. I think Doki Doki also has a cross platform save for PS4, PS3, and Vita.
Okay, I it's not that it can't be done. I'm just wondering what needs to be done to do it.
Yeah.
So
I'm just gonna throw this out there. Sometimes you say the names of video games, and I'm pretty sure you're just making up words.
Doki Doki.
Doki Doki.
No, he's not.
Doki Doki Universe.
He's not making that up.
You could be reading the back of a cereal box right now. I could not prove you wrong. Like,
all right. I've got one more story I want to talk about, and then we can wrap this up. Everyone good with that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. EA has announced a service called EA Access.
I read about this.
It is $5 a month or $30 for the entire year. It is launching with 4 games. It's Peggle 2, Madden 25, FIFA 13, and something else. Basically,
sports one of
titles.
These games is not like the other.
Oh, Battlefield Peggle? 4. Battlefield 4. Yeah, one of these games is not like the other. And then they're supposed to add more games to it over time. It gives you like a 10% off discount off of buying digital versions of their games. It will also give you access to their new games a week early, and those saves will carry over to the final game if you choose to buy it. Now this is only on the Xbox One. PlayStation reportedly has passed on this service, saying that it's not enough of a value for the PlayStation.
It does not
gamer.
Represent a good value to the PlayStation gamer.
Well, we can talk about that in a second. Thoughts on this, guys?
It seems stupid to me.
I mean, it seems dumb to me too.
But okay, hang on. Now my devil's advocate is here, especially with what Sony said. How is this different from PlayStation Plus?
It's not, but it's
incredibly quite honest.
It's
unless you play sports games, I don't think there's much of a value to it.
But it's sports games. It's not just going to be sports games though.
EA games. It's going to be EA games.
I know, but it's EA, so it's mostly going to be
a lot of. You're going to see. You could see Dragon Age. You could see Mass Effect. You could see Titanfall. You could see like anything that you know, Mirror's Edge. You could see. It's an EA service, so you can see a lot of stuff. I think the sports games are just the first thing because, you know, they're sports games.
I was going to say, I'm burnt out on Battlefield because nobody ever wants to play it with me. And
hey,
I don't have
it. No, I don't want to play with it. Whoa. Let me rephrase that. Nobody wants to play with me, and I don't want to play with Sean.
Well, I got rid of mine at the Geek Sale, so.
Yeah, and I don't play sports games, so. I mean, literally.
Okay, so what I'm getting is this is not a service for you.
No.
This is not a service for... I think this is not going to be a service for a lot of people.
No. Well, the people that are in sports games, this might be, you know, an added value to them, but I...
I have a question.
What's that?
So this is only going to be on Xbox One, right?
Yep.
If my Xbox Live subscription runs out, but I've already paid for the year for this EA. What is it? EA Access? You're calling it?
Yep.
Okay. Does that mean I'm not able to access it? It's going to be like Netflix where you're going to have to, no, you have to have both.
Netflix is not behind the paywall anymore.
I'm like saying, but like months. How it was on the, I know, but like it was before. Do you know what I mean? Like say you pay for the whole year for that. Cause I mean, $30 for a year is not that expensive, but say like something happens, your Xbox Live runs out. Does that then, but that could also stop you from being, cause if they're, digital download games only, and you got a thing on it. I'm wondering if they have some kind of code in there being like, if you don't no longer have access, do you no longer get rights to those games? Because they could do that if they wanted to.
Well, they could do anything they want if they wanted
to. I know. No, but I'm saying with it being digital only. But another subscription on top of a subscription, I've had about enough of those.
Okay, what if this was like Ubisoft? It's not. What do you mean? What if it was? Like, what if it was Ubisoft and it was like you get access to all of our Assassin's Creed games, you get I don't know, the crew, you get Division, you get, you know, something else for free when they come out, but it's like, you know, sign up, it's $40 a year.
Well, no. I'd
rather own my games.
Like, I feel like one of the things going against this is that it's EA.
Yeah.
If it was somebody else that, like, and that sounds like it was like what kind of like what Danner's thing was, like, it's EA, like, not, he's not interested in their offerings. Yeah. So I'm wondering,
to me,
if it was...
it's not the company and it's not the variety of games. That's not what's caused me to stop.
The pipeline? Oh no.
I know.
No.
What?
There's a pipe. They're remaking
one of Mike's favorite maps is being remade for the next DLC.
For what?
Advanced for Call Warfare. Of Duty.
In Advanced Warfare. Not. Nope. Not buying it.
No. Nope. Where are you reading this?
It was on Yahoo News. Oh, of all places. That's where I get all my video game news from.
From Yahoo.
Yeah.
Yahoo.
You know, I don't have my script for exiting the show.
It's okay. You never technically started the show because I think you got interrupted.
No, I started it.
No, you didn't, because I asked if you were recording.
No, I
introduced myself.
Going. Yeah.
Did I mention the fact that I got up at 4 a.m. this morning?
I introduced you and you went,
ugh. Oh, that's right. I'm
it's
tired.
Okay, Art. It's okay.
So, I mean, I guess we'll see how it plays out. The other way to look at this, how do we feel about Sony standing up and making the decision for PlayStation owners and not letting
Unless
us
they're right.
vote with our own money?
They see which way the wind is blowing better than we do. They must know something.
They're not saying you can't play those games. They're saying they do not want that service on their system.
Right.
That's totally up to them. So you can't get HBO Go on PlayStation.
I think you can.
Not on PlayStation 4, you cannot.
Not yet. I mean, you will be able to.
Yes. Eventually.
That's not Sony not wanting it. That's Microsoft locking it up. But this is something different. This is, you know, apparently they went to Sony first and Sony passed, and then they went to Microsoft. So for me, I think it's just kind of like they feel like they've got, you know, obviously they see the value in PlayStation Plus. I totally see the value in PlayStation Plus.
When the PS4 started coming out, all of my good games that were coming for PS3 kind of trickled out. I haven't downloaded anything in like 2 or 3 months.
You're not looking hard enough.
I look every Tuesday.
I feel like...
Look harder, bitch.
Dragon's Crown's going to be free soon, so...
I don't know what Dragon's Crown is.
Oh, you're going to want to play it.
Okay.
Oh,
yes.
I feel like if...
Monster closets.
If this had been a different, like, selection of games, I probably would be interested in, like, trying it out. But also if it was on the PlayStation, I'd probably be interested in trying it out. But I have no interest in something for my Xbox One that's not Titanfall. So who's going to piss their pants? Why? What?
I gotta go potty.
Go potty.
I have to go poop. I have to go poop. Wrap it up. I need to go potty.
Oh, I was wondering because for some reason I cannot read any messages.
All right, let's see if I can do this from memory.
I kept hearing the noise.
If Art's going to go pee, I'm going to go poop. Okay. I'm going to share that with everybody.
Oh, Jesus.
We're going to mix our bodily fluids together.
And that's going to be a challenge because
that is how
we create a good goulash, baby.
As always, you can comment on the episode post at geekcastradio.com if you want to leave us your questions, your comments, anything like that. You can also leave us a review on iTunes, please. We've kind of stalled out at 12. I'd like to know how we're doing. If you know someone that's listening on iTunes, have them leave us a review.
Be careful. If we don't get another review soon, Mike might threaten to take us off the air again.
One star if you have to. 5 stars if you can. You can also send us emails at feedback@geekcastradio.com. Just put off the cuff in the subject line. You can find myself, Michael Powers, on Twitter, Xbox Live, and the PlayStation Network at BoothNinja81. Danner, where can they find me on the Wii U?
They can find you at BoothTendo.
I hate it so much.
Danner.
Fucking BoothTendo.
You can find me on Twitter at ArtDanner, and you can find me on Xbox Live at, well, that is a lie. You can't find me on Xbox Live. You can find me on PlayStation.
Titanfall with him on Xbox Live.
You can play Titanfall with me on Xbox Live if I ever turn on the system. Hey, actually, you can't because the Xbox Live goes down every time I try to play.
This is truth.
Titanfall, which is a true statement. So is yeah, that, you can find me on PlayStation Network at Shaunzy Shut the Hell Up. That's my new tag.
Gamer tag. That's a great one.
Please change your game.
Find me at X51 the Machine Man on PlayStation Network.
X51 Shaunzy Shut the Hell Up.
I don't think they give you enough characters.
Joe?
You can find me on Facebook because I'm a Luddite at Facebook/GeekStuffGarageSale. You can find me on the PlayStation Network at Viva Ildfire 405.
Viva.
Shaunzy.
I've been Shaunzy. You can find me on Xbox Live at Weapon 87. You can find me on PlayStation Network at whatever the fuck my tag is. I don't even remember.
It's Weapon Verver.
Weapon Verver 01.
How do you spell that?
Verver. The Q is silent, Joe.
Okay.
I'm on there occasionally. I want to play Towerfall Ascension, but I want to play against people that don't talk. So,
well, the problem is, does Towerfall Ascension have an online play? I thought it was only local.
I thought it was online.
I think it's only local because I went on once to try and play it. And
you have gone on lots of things once, and that's why Joe doesn't talk to you like that anymore.
Joe talks to me a lot.
No, he doesn't.
Joe talks to me more than you do.
No, well, that's because he knows you. I don't have to see your face, so I don't really care.
All right, we will fill your ear holes next week, listeners.
Also, your monster closets.
Thank you.